Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Scott were chatting about the first page listing we had available on Google this morning. And it also sounded like you had some questions about Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, I called them up, and for some reason, for construction industry, they kind of like offer, the category, but painting, and I was just, curious to know, like, how that would, calibrate, how does it work, like, with you guys, if they don't offer, at least for painting, Google doesn't offer that. Google Guarantees, so then how exactly is it going to work?
Well, let me check. Oh, go ahead.
Good. No, it was just, like your services, in terms of payments or costs, like I was wondering how that works.
Okay. So let me take a look at the Google Guarantee. So you wanted it, for Google Guarantee, you want it listed under painting? Is that what I was hearing?
Yeah, painting, interior, exteriors.
I'll take a look here and see if they've updated it all. So, yeah, Google Guaranteed is new enough that they don't have every category in every area. And it does look like for the baby area, they don't have painting yet. I see plumber doesn't help you. Handyman. General contractor.
Yeah, they have, kitchen. They have, several trades in the, in the construction industry, but.
Just not painting yet.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm seeing when I look on our back end too. So, that's okay. It doesn't mean you're completely out of luck as far as getting new customers in. What we can do is we can keep an eye on the Google Guaranteed and see when they do add a painting category. Then we can get you on the Google Guaranteed and get those ads on the top, certainly. In the meantime though, while we wait for that to happen, what we'd originally called about was listing you on the first page in that map section so that when someone is searching Google for painting services in or around Davie, you pop up right in that map section, making you one of the top recommended options when someone's looking for your services. So we can get that done and get that working while we wait for the Google Guaranteed painting category to come online for Davie. Does that make sense?
Yes, so far they don't have it, so yes, I guess we would have to wait.
Right.
But let me ask you a question. I do have, for a while now, I have, my Google My Business.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Right, I do have that, and I'm pretty much on the top. With that, what would be the difference? I don't know.
Let me take a look. So it probably shows on the top for you because you're searching right there on your own name. Let me look at something. I'm going to look in our back end here and see how you show up.
Right.
Okay.
Like when I do painting near me, for instance, then I see that it's on the top.
Right, and what your computer is actually doing is it's relying on your past search histories, which is why it's showing you at the top. Right now, when I do a search on our back end to see how other people are seeing you, let me see. I don't see you on the first page. I see Hannah Painting, Suncoast Painting, Serta Pro. Do you recognize any of those names?
Some of them are not painting companies. Some of them are like, one of them I think is like a store to do with.
Like a paint store maybe?
Not a paint store. Like, they do something like arts and crafts, I think.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So, yeah, right now you're not showing on the first page, and we can change that. So what we'll do is, you've got your Google business profile done already. That's wonderful. That's going to help. And you've got a website already, which also will help. It'll speed things along for you. And then we'll do the back end programming that will put you on the first page in that map section for the Davy area. That way they're not seeing an arts and crafts place studio. They're seeing your company, Colorful Designs, right there when they're looking for painting companies. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Is that going to be only in the area, or that could extend to other areas?
So, quick question about that. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am on Facebook.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that, Aaron? You broke up on me.
Yeah, not advertising on Facebook. I just have, a page on Facebook, but not, it's kind of like not so active, you know?
Sure, no problem. That's okay. So the Google local programming that we're talking about, we block off a 50-mile radius around Davy. So Colorful Designs is the only company we'll be partnered with and promoting to first page. So there's that as a let's call that a starting layer. Now, to reach out beyond, what areas are you wanting to hit beyond Davy? What are best for you?
The areas, if we go by zip codes, I guess, or, I live,
that'll work.
On the west side. Yeah, I live on the west side. I don't know if you're familiar with this area, but anyway, I'm trying to target from Parkland all the way down to Miramar.
Okay, perfect.
On the west side.
Okay, perfect. So something that we can do to reach out beyond Davy into that Parkland and Miramar area is we can do Google Ads. They're a little bit different than the Google Guaranteed. The Google Guaranteed, you would pay per lead. The Google Ads would, in addition to having you in that map section, you'd also be right above the map section with the Google Ads. And with the Google Ads, we can reach Miramar, Parkland area. So that would be a great option for you too, while we wait for Google Guaranteed to come online for the painting category. Then once Google Guaranteed comes online, you can own that whole first page, because you'll already be there on the map. You'll already be there on the Google Ads. Now, the Google Ads are a pay-per-click, and I think the package is going to be just perfect for you being where you want to reach. Now, how much more business would you say you could take in, Aaron? A little, a lot, somewhere in the middle?
The question here is, like, you say pay-per-click or pay-per-call.
Right. So the map section, those leads and calls are completely unlimited. We don't charge by the click or call. So regardless, if you bring in 25 new clients or 125 new clients, your pricing never increases for that base, for that local Davy programming. So that's all unlimited. And then, so what I've got, I pulled up one of our packages that includes Google Ads every single month. We'll write those ads. We'll run them for you. So you don't have to worry about a thing other than answering the phone. Now, so this one is, let me see. This one includes $300 a month in Google Ads. And I want to double check one thing here. I think we could chill a little bit more than that the first month, if I remember right. Okay.
Flat fee.
I'm looking.
It's like a flat fee per month.
Right, right. And so you never pay over that. So let me go ahead and apply your legacy discount here. Okay. So now, wow, that's going to knock a bunch off for you. So normal retail to do the Google Ads and the local would be $1,098 a month. With your legacy discount, though, I can get you down to $549. That knocked off almost half. And so that is a locked-in rate. So
what happened to the three?
So, yep, every single month out of that $549, we take $300 of it and we spend it on targeted Google ads for you. So we'll write those ads, we'll target them, we'll run them. You don't have to worry about them. You can look at them, of course, and approve or disapprove. Obviously, it's your business and your ads. But, yes, every single month out of that $549, $300 of it automatically goes to paid Google ads for you. And then we're still keeping you on the first page in that map section. So you get coverage in both of those places. Now, that sounds like that's really going to help you do some growing, right? Getting you in both of those places.
Oh, I have a question. Is that something that I can, try and see if it works and then remove it if that doesn't work or...
Yeah, actually, you can. So we don't lock you into a contract. We intend to have to earn your business month in and month out by doing a very good job at our work, which is programming you so that you appear on that first page and then that you're getting clicks and calls from those Google ads. So now just to give you an idea of timeline, though, industry standard to get you into that map section takes about 3 to 6 months. We actually cut that timeline in half, and I'm happy to give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. And your Google ads, we can get running sooner than that. So you should be seeing some results from your Google ads before we get the programming done for the map section. Now, because of that approximate 45-day time frame, we do ask a verbal commitment that you'll just give it a shot at least for the first 2 months to give us a chance to get our programming done. We just know that if we only programmed on you for a month and then you stopped, we'd be completely wasting your money. And we don't want to do that. That's the last thing we want to do. So, yeah, we do just ask that, you know, you'll give it a try for the first 2 months, but you're not locked into it. If the whole world goes haywire and you have to cancel after a month, we understand. We'd hope you didn't, but we understand. So
no,
does that make sense?
During the first 2 months, let's say, I mean, am I going to see any improvement as far as,
the
first week?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, let me grab my exact timeline here for you and I can tell you. So,
to be on the first page, but in the meantime, what happened?
So in the meantime, we'll be doing our programming and getting everything all set, making sure it's good to go to send over to Google so that they can do their part. We've got to get all that information to them. But before that, before we even get our programming finished, we'll be able to have you in those Google ads at the top. So that's the first thing you'll start seeing. So let me give you an idea of timeline, Aaron. So one of the first things that I'll do, I will close off the Davie area and surrounding 50 miles radius for the painting category. That's all yours.
Let me ask you a question. 50 miles is a long distance, but is there any, like, you know, something that could be less if it's less miles, or how does it work?
The price is all the same, but that 50 miles doesn't mean you have to travel that entire 50 miles. You stay within whatever radius that you're comfortable with. So if you get something farther out, I mean, we know what fuel prices are these days. You can completely decline those and you're not getting charged anything extra for those. So we'll close off that 50 miles around Davie for the painting category. So Colorful Designs is the only company we're promoting. And then the first thing I'll do today is I'll set you up with your onboarding call with our tech. And what they'll do is they'll go through all of the information I gathered today, make sure that it's accurate, spelling is correct, no errors in my work. And then they'll go through with you how you want to target, which areas you want to target, so that we know where to place those Google ads. And that appointment with our tech, I like to do, well, if you had time this afternoon, definitely, or tomorrow. But I like to do it as soon as your calendar allows, because that gets everything kicked off. So we get started there. And then, so between the first 5 and 7 days, you'll have a reporting dashboard that'll come online. So you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, all those things that you need to run your business and know where your marketing dollars are going. So that comes online within the first 7 days. And then between days 7 and 14, we'll have your Google ads up and running. So you'll start seeing those. And then between days 30 and 45, you're going to come up into that map section and on the first page.
Okay. So that's... So, but in the meantime, from my end, what would you need if you have my website and you have my business, Google business?
Right. So,
what would they do?
Need,
what would you guys do? Like to make me show on the first page?
Good question. So what we'll do is we'll use keywords, we use backlinking, we also, beyond Google, we get you out to all destinations. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So that's part of our programming that we'll do, and that's all, if you want to call it back-end programming work, things that you and I don't see, the sausage making, if you will. That's where the sausage making is done. At the same time, we'll be getting those Google ads running for you. So while we're programming for the map section, we'll be getting your Google ads to appear. So first thing to come up is going to be your Google ads. And then not too long after that is we'll have our programming and backlinking done to get you on the first page under regular searches, I guess, if you will. Does that make sense?
And when you look at my Google business, you know, page I have over there, how does it look to you? Does it look good, or it needs to be improved, or?
You know, to me, it looks really good. You've got a lot of wonderful reviews. We'll help you gather more as well. Now, our tech may have some recommendations, but whatever those changes or recommendations might be to your Google business profile, your Google My Business, we can make as well, so you don't have to mess around with it if you don't want to or if you don't have time, and we don't charge for that. Now, let me ask you something else too, Aaron. Are you happy with your current website?
Well, I mean, at the moment, things are a little tough, so I can't make any changes as far as that. You know, I'm trying to, get more business and, not spend as much at the moment.
Okay, no problem. So what I would recommend, now, we don't build websites for the general public, and I did already just check with my tech department to make sure we had openings. But for our new partners, like Colorful Design, we do build websites at no cost to you. And that's just to help you out. So it'll also help your page ranking if we rebuild your website for you, if you'll let us, which I would recommend, because we'll make sure that it's Google compliant as well as optimized and conversion driven. It's still going to be all about Colorful Design, and it can still be on colorfuldesigninc.com is a perfect web address for you. We'll just make it better. We'll remake it, but we'll make it better so that you get better results from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not going to be any no cost, then,
no.
Yeah, I don't mind.
No, nope, you don't pay anything extra for that at all. That's just something that we're allowed to give you to help you out. So it's about a $300 value, but we don't charge our partners for it. So, so Aaron, this really sounds like what you need to kind of get your business rolling, get some more business coming in. From our perspective, you're definitely the type of company we like to partner with. You've been in business 20 plus years. You're established. You want to grow. So like I said, you're the company we would like to partner with. And it sounds like this is the right fit for you too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said before, I don't know if I said it before, but we're licensed, insured and everything. So we are established, but I have a question for you. You mentioned something like, what would you need from me, though?
So what I need, so today would be the $549 plus the one-time $99 setup fee. That setup fee, you will never, ever pay again. And then you'll never pay over the $549 going forward. So that setup fee is a one-time. So it'd be $648 today with the setup. And then going forward, just that flat $549, regardless of how many new leads you take in, and we're running every single month for you, $300 in Google ads that are very well written and very targeted. I'm confident they'll get you results. They'll get that phone ringing.
And what would you, based on your experience, it would be more for phone calls?
I'm sorry, say that. You broke up just a little bit. In my experience, and I missed the rest.
What would I be getting, like more phone calls or clicks or?
Both. In fact, so I can't tell you how many you would get that nobody really could. But what I can do is I can look up and see how many searches have been done in and around Davie for painting services. Now, do you do interior and exterior, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay, decks and staining, things like that as well?
Not quite. What we do is like, that's also another question. I mean, we don't do like small jobs, so I don't know if that can be controlled.
Yeah.
Like in other words, we do a whole exterior and we do a whole interior.
Okay.
And we do also commercial work, which is, for up to a 3-story building.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. So that's perfect. So what we'll do, Aaron, we'll key in. We'll use those as keywords. Whole house exterior painting, whole house interior painting, commercial. If there's services you offer, we can use those as keywords to pop you on the first page when people are searching. So that's perfect. Perfect, perfect. All right. Well,
I wasn't sure how that'd be controlled because, whoever calls you, somebody could call you for one bedroom. It's not even worth it to drive,
Right. And, you may get those calls, but you can decline them.
Right.
Just tell them, I'm sorry, we don't offer that service. And there's absolutely no penalty to you for doing that. Our job is to bring people to you. From there, you do business in the manner you do business. You quote how you quote. You decline what you decline. You handle your men the way you handle your men. That's none of our business. Make sense?
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say we set everything up today, so what you really need from me is just the payment, and that's it, right?
Right, and I'll gather some information from you. But yes, the payment and a little bit of your info is all I need today.
And when do you think I should be seeing some results from today?
So, but between days 7 and 14, your Google ads will come online. So you should start seeing results as soon as those are online. So that'll happen before we get even the programming done for that map section. So that'll get you. And plus, you could, and I say this very cautiously, you could see results there sooner too, simply because you've already got your Google Business profile set up. That's typically one of our longest delays. It usually takes between 6 and 14 days just to get your Google Business profile online. That yours is already up really helps the timeline.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Like, you know, is there anything that you could do with the prize to just get in? Is that the best, really, that you can do for me?
Well, do you want the Google ads? Or did you want to look at something different? Okay.
No.
But let me try. Let me try something here. What is it? It is July.
That would, but what you're saying is like that would be the best thing for me. I'm looking, you know, to get the most business and pay less as possible.
Right. Right. No, I think that's definitely what's going to do it for you. I'm confident it is. And, you know, looking here too, so there's the website rebuild, which is about a $300 value. That won't cost you anything. And we'll put that on your existing domain. And then, yeah, with those $300 in Google ads in there every month, I think that's fantastic. I think that's a good plan.
And how can I follow up with that? Like, if I have any questions eventually or anything like that?
Certainly. So I'll be the lead on your account. So anytime you have questions or problems, you can contact me. You can contact me personally, and I'll also set you up with it's called our dashboard, an analytics area. So an area where you can log in to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of those things, keywords that you're listed for. That way you've got all of that data. We want you to know what's going on with your account too. Make sense?
Yeah. Now, last question that I have, I do a profile with Home Advisor or Angie, whatever. Is that going to be linked to that, or?
If you want it to be, it can. We don't typically, but I believe they can put a link on your Google Business profile or on your, actually, you know what, Aaron, I would recommend not doing that. The reason I say that is, so we could put a link on your website to direct people to your Angie's page. That would be no problem. But what would happen is they would come through the Angie's system back to you where you'd get charged per lead. So if you've already captured them on your website or on your phone, why would you want to send them through Angie's and get charged again? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I would recommend leaving that off.
And once the website that you said that you're going to create, like, how am I going to be able to see it, like, from my end?
Good question. So you'll actually, if you want to, you'll be able to go in and make modifications to that web page anytime you like. You'll have your own login. You'll be the owner. So you can go in and make changes if you'd like. But, you know, if you don't have time, we'll do those updates for you as we go, and we don't charge for that service either. We're in your account. If you want to add a service, yeah, absolutely. If you want to add a service, let us know, because we can add that as a keyword too, so that you come up for that. Certainly.
No, I'm saying like help add features to the new website.
Oh, yes. You can add those yourself, or you can have us add them, and we don't charge to do that.
So you can just upload them. Once we try that, you will send me some kind of a link or something so I can see what's so I can follow up on what's going on?
Yes, absolutely. You'll be able to see everything as it's going on. So Aaron, let me go ahead. I want to grab this listing so that it doesn't float away on us. I'm going to close it out for Davey and surrounding. And then I'm going to start getting information from you so we can get you all set here. Okay. All right. I've got it. So now, did I catch your first name? E-R-A-N?
Yeah, that's my first name, E-R-A-N, and last name is Lugassy, L-U-K-S-S-Y.
All right, and I also grabbed your email address off of your website. Oh, all in capital letters, that doesn't work. L-U-G-A-S-S-Y. And then I've got Aaron Lugassy at AOL.com.
Correct.
All right, perfect. So, silly machine, come on. Program just crashed. There we go. Got it back. Maybe. Gotta be Monday, right?
Yeah.
When the machines don't wanna play. Try that again. I tried to save and it didn't like it, so it balked at me. Okay. Huh.
I mean, I'm going to try that, and hopefully we're going to be able to see some results soon that would motivate me to stay, you know.
Right, right. Okay, now, and I got two different numbers here for you. It looks like we're talking, which line are we talking on? It looks like we're talking on the 954-275-9225. But I've got another number. Which number is that, hon? The 9225. Is that your cell phone?
Yeah, that's the main line. That's my phone, and you know, I do everything with this number.
Okay, and then there's another number, 407-803-4456. Is that an old number that doesn't apply?
Right.
Okay, I will wipe that out. All right, so I've got your main phone then as your cell phone, 9225, and then I've got your business line also as the same number.
Right.
Okay, beautiful. And then I've got Colorful Design, Inc. Is that correct?
The name of the business is EL Design LLC, but we also do business, the DBA name is Colorful Design.
Okay, so we'll go Colorful Design. So then Colorful Design doesn't have an ink behind it then, right? That's the DBA?
It's just for the website, ink, colorfuldesigninc.com, but my license and everything, it shows EL Design LLC,
okay.
Name of the business, and then DBA name is Colorful Design.
Okay.
Just Colorful.
Got
design.
It. So I'm going to leave it as Colorful Design there. And then what is your address, Aaron?
14404.
Okay.
Royal Circle.
Royal Circle.
No, 14404 South Royal Cove Circle.
Royal Cove. There it is. Davey, Florida, 33325.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. Let me grab a couple of links here. And then I don't need the digits just yet, but on your credit card, is there going to be a middle initial that appears, and is your company name on there?
What do you mean? I don't get that.
On the credit or debit card that you'll be using, does your middle initial appear on that card, or does it just read Aaron Lugassy?
No, on the card is Prosper Lugassy.
Say that one more time.
Prosper Lugassy. Prosper A. Lugassy.
Could you spell that for me?
Sure. Hold on a second.
Okay. You said Prosper Lugassy.
Let me see. I'm trying to grab that. And then. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that going to be automated paid every month, or I have to call every month?
It is automatic every month, but you can cancel with 3 days' notice at any time.
If I want to change the card?
You can do that at any time, too. We do that quite often, in fact.
Okay. So, let me give you the number. Yeah, it shows Prosper A. Lugosi. So it's P as in Paul, R as in Robert, O, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.
Okay.
Middle initial is A.
All right. And then Lugassi, Lugassy.
Correct.
All right. And that must be, is that your given name? You just, Aaron is a nickname then, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then is the company name on that card at all?
No.
Okay. And then the phone number that, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm using my credit card. So.
Okay. And then I assume the address that you gave me, the 14404, South Royal Cove Circle, is also the billing address for that card?
Correct. Everything is associated with this address.
All right. Let me change that. I found a typo. Part of my job is catching those typos and getting rid of them because I don't want them on your account. All right. And is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today?
It's MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. I'm alone in my office, but I'll repeat each four back just so that I know I got them right, okay?
5178.
5178.
0067.
00, was it 67?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
0292.
0292.
3758.
3758. Perfect. And then what's the expiration, please?
0523.
And the security code, please, Aaron.
Security code is 064.
All right. Thank you. I will update that. I'm not going to send it through just yet. I want to collect some more information from you. So let's see, and I need to send you a couple of things too. So I'm going to send you two text messages. The first one is my direct contact information. I want you to have that in your phone. And like I said, if you have questions or problems, you can always reach out to me. And then the next text message is our customer service department, so that you have them in your phone also. And then I'm going to send you two emails. Let's see, pop into my email program here. So the first one is informational, and that's on the dashboard and analytics. And that one is on its way. And the second email is going to be the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing so that you know what your charges are and that I didn't goof anything on you. Oops. I got to change that with your discounts, though. There we go.
So I'm getting the premium, the ultimate premium package. That's what
you're Yes, sir. Doing. Yes, sir. You got it. There we go. That is fixed with your discount. So that one's on the way over to you. And let me double check that.
Yeah.
Okay, that looks good. I'm doing some double checking of my information. Now, for our purposes internally, do you want your name listed as Aaron Lugassi, or should we list it as proper? Prosper, excuse me.
Aaron will be better.
Okay, you got it. All right, let me fill in here. I've got a... let's see. Now, how did you come up with the name Aaron from Prosper Lugassi?
Since I was
What's
a
that?
Kid and I
oh,
had a different name.
I gotcha.
A lot
nice.
Of people, it's very hard for a lot of people to pronounce Prosper, so.
Oh, I suppose. That is not the right one. Let's fix this. I have a couple fixes to make here. All right, so we're going to say painting as our main category, but we're going to do whole house interior, whole house exterior, and commercial. Any other services that we should list there, Aaron?
I don't know. Do you have any suggestions? Because you got the picture as far as what we do.
Right. Well, I think that pretty well covers it, truly.
I mean, we do popcorn removal. I mean, if you look at my website, you'll see the list of things that we do. Such as, you know, popcorn removal, knockdown, vacation, Bible care.
All right, I'm going to grab that. Oh, drywall services, too. I'm going to use all of those.
No, yeah, drywall repair. No, all the tools that are kind of like related to painting.
Okay. Pasteboard and crown. Okay. Oh, pool and deck finishes too. Wow.
We don't do that as much, really.
Okay.
We don't do that much of that. Also, I don't know if there is a kitchen cabinets painting. We don't do that either. So those are the two things that we stopped doing a while ago.
Okay.
Other than that, whatever is, you know, like, for example, we paint driveways, exterior work. I don't know if I would put, like, power washing, because that's something that we do only if we paint the house, but we don't offer that as a service.
Okay, now, would you do, like, striping for a commercial parking lot? Is that something that you do?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I'm going to put that on.
Black, you know, you mean black topping?
Right. That is something black. You do. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put that in there.
That's more for commercial, I guess.
Sure. I'm going to say parking lot striping. Wonderful.
Striping or coating?
Should we say... striping or coating? Which one do you do?
No, I'm saying, like, for striping is just the stripes, or?
Well, in my mind, striping is, yes, just like the parking lot lines. But if you do the whole parking lot, we should list that, too, for sure.
Yeah, that's like, you know, the pavements, we paint that in black, and we can do the striping, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Painting and, let's see. How do I want to say that? So I'm going to say parking lot painting and parking lot striping both. Then you're covered.
Right.
All right. Again, that's perfect.
As far as exterior work, you know, waterproofing.
Okay. All right. And then, Aaron, if you could, I need to have you check your calendar. So the onboarding call, we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So we've got some time yet today. We could get you in. Oh, whoops. I take that back. It filled up since I looked at it last. All right. We'll look at tomorrow. Does morning or afternoon work better for you?
To do what?
For your onboarding call with our tech.
Okay, and that conversation will be what, though? Like,
it's so we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And what they'll be doing is quality control, making sure that I took all of your information in accurately and that we don't have any errors, and going through keywords with you, getting you into your dashboard, things like that.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, tomorrow in the afternoon, like, I don't know, like, let's say 2 or 3 o'clock.
Let's see here. 2 o'clock. We can do 2 o'clock if you'd like.
Sure.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to set that calendar appointment up, and then I'll send you one more email. And that one I'll have you click on for me when it gets there, but it's not ready to send over yet.
Okay.
Let's see. Why is it doing that? Okay.
And by the way, the text message you send me, so I think if you have any questions, I can send you a text and all that.
Yes. Yes. Yep, you sure can. Absolutely. Just doing a couple little updates here, creating that calendar appointment.
Sure.
Oh.
When you look at the reviews that I have on my business Google, how many do you see from your end?
I see 38 five stars across the board.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure that we are on the same page.
You bet. You bet.
Now, you guys don't deal with adding reviews or anything like that, or you do?
We'll help you get reviews. Yep, absolutely. So one of the things we'll do is we'll put a tool on your website that'll help gather reviews. And so, yeah, you'll definitely, we want to help you get those reviews. Those are golden.
Right. Because, you know, I need to find myself around 200 reviews at least to get more calls and stuff.
Right. But
that's sick.
Okay, I have to make a note here. For some reason your phone number doesn't want to update for me, so I'm alerting our tech in this. In this calendar appointment. It's messing with me, and it's driving me crazy, because I know it's not right. There we go. Okay. And okay, so I do have an email coming to you. The subject line starts local / CIE. And if you would please, when that one arrives, it'll be a calendar appointment. There's a yes, no, maybe option. If you would click the yes, that would be great.
Uh-huh.
and let me know when that gets there. And I have to set it up in a couple of different places for our techs and our other department. So I'm going to do that while we wait for it to arrive on your end. Okay, that's looking good. And you know what, Aaron, let's do this. Our phone system is finicky. If I'm near an hour in call, it kicks us out, because it thinks there's no way we could possibly have spoken for an hour. So we're actually coming up on 50 minutes. So I think what we'll do, rather than getting cut off midstream, is we'll go ahead and hang up, and then I'll dial you right back, and then we can finish getting the rest of your information. Okay?
No problem.
I will talk to you in just a couple of minutes.
Thanks,
Aaron.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye.